join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary and I started off the year back in January with Destination Spotlight number 70 on Austin, a place we'll be in a few days from now. And today for Destination Spotlight number 86, we're checking in on Miami, another place we'll be in about 5 weeks for stop number 9 on the big Let's Go America tour. If you didn't know it, Miami is located in the 27th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845, and it's known as the Sunshine State. Here's a quick word from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether it's for the holidays, ski season, business, or some other type of trip, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away, and we want all of you to travel with the best in 2022, and that's why right now they are offering their 20% off their newest collections and 15% off everything else with free shipping, so you're going to be all set for your new travels.
Our Travel Pro bag, folks, they're already packed for Texas as we're leaving after today's show. Mary and I are always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, both for our personal needs and show equipment, while Rudy, well, he uses their Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. TravelPro.com is your place for show savings regardless, or you can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's head to the southern tip of Florida as we welcome David Whitaker, CEO of the Greater Miami CVB. He's ready to go on that show hotline.
Welcome, David. Nice to connect with you for today's Destination Spotlight on the Miami area.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Nice to have you here with us. You know, as I mentioned at the rejoin, in 5 weeks, Mary and I will be down in the Miami area as it's stop number 9 on RM World Travel's big Let's Go America tour, and we are certainly looking forward to the visit and the live broadcast from there coming up. But I want to start with something from an article that I saw in the Wall Street Journal that said, come to Miami for sunshine, low taxes, and a normal life. And if that's not inviting, I don't know what is. While other states and cities dragged out their coronavirus lockdowns, Florida and the Miami area has been pretty much open for business all along and done well because of it. So how has your tourism been overall for 2021, David, and what are you expecting moving into 2022?
You know, it's a great question. I would tell you that I think it's a combination of things. One is, of course, you mentioned Florida and Miami as a part of that staying relatively open. It's helpful that the weather is so warm here most of the time, because a lot of places your only options were to be indoors, especially during the winter and fall. And so outdoor dining has always been available here, and so that was never an issue in terms of being able to enjoy whether it's a restaurant or music or activities outdoors. So that whole issue of being crowded, uncomfortably crowded, or being exposed because you're indoors and the risks of being indoors, we've been fortunate. Our natural assets help us there for sure.
Right. That beautiful.
So that's a big part of it. Coupled with that, of course, you know, some of the things that one does here, going to the beach, kayaking, you know, rollerblading, those are things, again, whether it's personal, individual, you can, again, do relatively safely in all of the precautions people are taking about avoiding crowds. So that really did work in our advantage. Now, a sales and marketing person like me, just the incredible popularity of the destination. And by the way, we have one of the lowest, you know, cases per 100,000 that they use, you know, the infection rate. We've always been well. So I want to give some credit to our people, including me and our team, our office. We take temperature checks. We wear masks. We have either proof of vaccination or constantly getting tested. And so Florida, as open as it suggests, and welcoming would be the word we use, it's also been, we've been incredibly responsible to make sure.
Well, that's why you've done well. That's exactly the point.
I appreciate you mentioning the year-round weather.
Our hotel staff wear masks. Our restaurant employees wear masks. We respect people who wear masks.
Yeah.
And so that's all been part of the sauce that has given us that popularity. And you're right. The numbers, you know, of course, we're tracking. We look at numbers for this year compared to 2019. 2020 was a bit of an aberration and a wash. And so, in fact, last week, our hotel data for the occupancy, and we were 3% ahead of that same week back in December of 2019. So we're actually pacing ahead of where we were.
Wow, that's great news.
Before COVID. And the rate, the average daily rate, because of supply and demand and the popularity of the destination, up. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get a value and a deal and a discount, but the experiences here and some of the, especially for the sophisticated.
Well, that's one of the reasons we're going to make this stop 9 on the Let's Go America tour, because
right.
There's so much to do down there. I mean, from the airports, the cruise ports you have, you accommodate a lot of travelers in that area for sure. So I know it's good.
David, before we let you go today, we're going to run out of time soon. Miami is a fantastic city, and as Robert said, we're looking forward to being there in a few weeks. Just give us like one sort of enticing fact about Miami, something that you think would really surprise our listeners or entice our listeners to visit?
Well, I'll go with entice. It's probably a bit of a surprise, but and it's building. And that is that just recently some buzz and publicity around Michelin deciding to use Miami as one of their cities that they're going to have a Michelin guide for. And that's a tribute and a nod to the incredible restaurant scene we have here. And it's always been a great restaurant town, but it's been kind of a tropical, fun restaurant town. We now, I'd like to think, and your listeners, when they come, they'll see it, and go into our website at MiamiandMiamiBeach.com. You'll see just the buzz of some of the hottest chefs, the hottest restaurants, not only on Miami Beach, but in Overtown, in Wynwood, the Design District. We are growing and emerging as a restaurant town, and I think that just gives people an additional reason to, quote-unquote, I hate to say it, whet their appetite.
Well, listen, right? Food and travel, we say all the time, go well together. David, this has gone by quick, but we thank you very much. And we do, as we said, look forward to returning to Miami in January. Folks, you can find out more, as David just said. It's Miami and MiamiBeach.com. Have a great weekend and enjoy the Christmas season, okay?
God bless you both. Talk to you soon.
Take care, David. Thank you.
All right. Well, there is a teaser for what's coming, Mary. That is Destination Spotlight number 86. Folks, you can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern time, that's it for hour one of the program this week. After these messages, we'll be back with hour two. We'll kick it off with the NCF. We've got RJ coming up with the Open Road, a whole lot more. Keep your radios tuned in. We'll be back in about 7 minutes. And don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.